Last week, the Philadelphia Orchestra released their recordings of music composed by Florence Price, the first black composer to have her work played by a major American orchestra in the 1930s, but then became nearly forgotten since she died in the 50s. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports on the orchestra's plan to make her music widely available.
The Philadelphia Orchestra plans to release all four symphonies written by Florence Price as a CD on the Deutsche Grammophon label. Right now, they're releasing two of them in advance as digital downloads, Symphonies 1 and 3. Florence Price's first symphony is the one that established her reputation. In 1932, the 45-year-old composer submitted her symphony to a contest. She won first prize, and then it was performed by the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, the first major American orchestra to play a piece by a black woman.
I actually made a trip to Chicago earlier this year and got to sit in the space where the symphony was premiered.
Michelle Kahn is a concert pianist and faculty member at the Curtis Institute of Music in Philadelphia.
It was amazing to be in this space and see where she might have sat. She got a standing ovation and she was called up onto the stage and she had on a beautiful white dress.
Kahn has been a champion of Price's music since she first discovered it just 5 years ago. Price is generally not taught in conservatories and rarely performed. Kahn now regularly plays her concertos with ensembles. Florence Price grew up in Little Rock, Arkansas, and trained as an organist and composer at the New England Conservatory of Music in Boston. Kahn says her music shows that formal classical training.
There's a connection to the Romantic period, certainly to Dvorak. You know, you think, you know, she was trained at New England Conservatory in the early 1900s, and, you know, her instructors and the people that she would look up to, this was the music they were hearing. Even though she follows a certain format, or what we would expect, she still does something that no one's ever done. You definitely hear jazz, what it was like then, spirituals and religious music. And she pulls from the music of Black America, especially music from the South.
The third movement of this symphony, it's just 3 minutes long, it's a Juba dance. That's a dance developed by enslaved Africans in America. It's based on African rhythms involving stomping, slapping, and clapping.
The Juba dance, I think, is the one movement where she lets go and completely dedicates that movement to that particular dance. She was very aware of the roots of this dance, and I think she wanted to bring that in a very recognizable way. This is definitely African American. It's great.
The music of Florence Price has been largely overlooked for more than 60 years, but that's starting to change due to a determined effort by scholars and performers like Kahn to revive her reputation. Her works have been recorded and released before, but never by an orchestra of the stature of the Philadelphia Orchestra, recognized as one of the finest in the world. Kahn says the forthcoming CD will go a long way toward repairing the historic neglect of Price.
I can't imagine that had it not been for her race and her gender, for being a woman, that her music would have fallen out of favor, because how could it? It reaches to the depth of your soul.
Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.